Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny, speaking. And for this special episode of GTR, we're going to be talking about Trials Rising. This is a racing game that's been out for a very long time now, developed by Red Lynx and also Ubisoft. So this game is going to be available for the PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and for the first time, Nintendo Switch, coming out next month in February. So we're also going to be playing an interview that I recorded during the hands-on event. But first, I want to talk about the game. When we got into the event, we played the Nintendo Switch version, I believe, for like a good 45 minutes or so, 40 to 45 minutes or so. And that's the version that I've really, really been thinking about to get compared to like the other versions, like Xbox One, PlayStation, PC. The reason is because I'm always out traveling, and I think that's the perfect version for me to purchase. So I got to play first with Nintendo Switch, and it looks pretty decent. You know, like they did change the game later, and they showed us the PlayStation 4 version, so we got to play the multiplayer, which is 8 players. For those that don't know, it's 8 players. Choose which race you want, which locations, and it could get pretty crazy because it will say this is a medium version, easy, or it could be really tough. It'll say hard, difficult, you know. But I had a blast. I was playing a lot of the single player, where when you start the game, you could select different locations around the world, not only in the United States. You could go all the way to like Asia and Africa, different continents, all over the place. So it could get pretty, pretty intense, man. Like there was levels that I couldn't finish because I made it too difficult. But it's good because it will help you unlock new bikes, new items. Like there's stuff that you could add to your character that you would get and so on. Another mode that I really enjoyed, which I think is perfect for the Nintendo Switch because of the Joy-Cons, especially if you want to play like local co-op with friends or family, there's a bike that two people will control the bike instead of only one person. So usually when you play Trials, I don't know if you guys are playing or not, when you play Trials, the player controls the bike, controls the acceleration, all that, right? But with this bike, is both of you have to control. So this bike is really, really strong. It's very powerful. You both have to have great communication because if you accelerate too much, the bike will go too fast. You might miss the jump, or maybe like flip over. Also, when you jump, you also have to be careful about that too. When you jump, you have to control it. But it's really, really powerful. Had a great time playing it with you know, with my Joy-Con. And I also had the person I interviewed, he's the community developer. He was also controlling the other Joy-Con, and we were playing so many different levels, man. Really, really cool. Yes, you can play that version from the beginning all the way to the end, but there's going to be cases like some levels is just going to be too much for that bike. So it's good to switch up back to like the normal bike, and if you want, you go back and use that bike again. I can't remember the name exactly, but we do talk about it in the interview, so stay tuned. Another thing too that I truly love games like this, like Trials, Geometry Wars, you know, games like that, is the leaderboards. I love challenging people, challenging my friends. And if you don't have friends, you will also get to see players from around the world. So let's say you finish a race, great time. It will pop up. It'll say that's a new record, right? So at the event, I noticed that I finished a bunch of races, a bunch of locations, right? And then I'm like, okay, wait, why this error is like highlighting and it says new score. So what happened was somebody in the room that was also playing the same game, they passed my score, my time. So I was like, oh, okay, all right. So I'll go back on purpose to see if I could beat their time. So we were going like back and forth the whole time like that. Really, really cool. I really enjoy that. So if you have the Nintendo Switch version, you will see that exactly all the version is available for the PC, Xbox, and PlayStation 4. It's going to be available on the Switch. One thing I did notice is it's a little bit early. Let's see once the full version comes out. But like, let's say they'll show a video of an introduction of like a new level or new feature or things that you do in the game. They'll show it, right? When you do that on the regular consoles like Xbox One, PC, and PlayStation 4, it looks decent, looks good enough, right? But I noticed the Switch version, like the quality went a little bit down. Don't know why. I don't know if it's like a stream or it's in the game. I have no idea. I forgot to ask that question to them. But I was okay with it. I was like, you know what? It's all right. So that's one thing. Another thing that I also talked about with the developer, I asked him because in the beginning of the game, once you log in, you automatically will connect to the Ubisoft servers. So the Switch is the only console where you could go and take it to places, right? Compared to like the other consoles, the other versions. So I asked that question to him about that. Am I going to miss a lot of features if I'm not connected to the Ubisoft servers? And it's just minor things that you will miss, like just items that you unlock and certain things. It's not too bad. So I was like, all right, you know what? It's fine. But if you're worried about that, just listen to the whole interview because we definitely talked about that a lot. Now, is this a game that you should definitely get? I personally would say yes. You know, I'm a fan of Trials. I've been playing Trials for a long time. From the first one, I play Fusion and other versions. And I really had a good time with this, man. Like, it was cool. I had a great time. I was cracking up during the whole session with other gamers that were there too at the event. And we were there from like 9 a.m. to like almost 1 p.m. just playing nonstop, you know, playing the single player and also multiplayer. And they showed us for like a couple minutes, they showed us the editor where people could just design their own level, upload it to the servers, and share it to the world. Now, I did forget to ask this question to them. Let's say you create a level on the PC version. Will other people from, let's say, the Xbox, PlayStation, or Nintendo Switch players, can they also will discover that map that you created? I forgot to ask that question to them. But overall, it's a really cool game. I know Trials has a very big, huge community. And, you know, if you're a fan of Trials, I think you're really going to enjoy this because one of the things that they'd mentioned at the hands-on event, that they got a lot of the feedback from the fans, from the community, because the previous versions, there was things that they didn't like. They just loved taking it back to, like, the old way, how the game used to be. So they added that, plus with new features in there, you know, the look and all that. So that was really cool. I love when developers get the community involved. You know, tell us the good, tell us the bad, you know. And I've been saying this always on the podcast, is not what you say, is how you say it, right? So that was awesome. But yeah, overall, I had a great time. And I think you should definitely check it out once it's available in the coming weeks, man. So pretty cool, man. So I'm very excited for the Nintendo Switch version. I don't know about y'all. Which version are you getting? Please let us know. Give us a call, 76-273-7GTR. That's 76-273-7GTR. Or email us, fanmail@gamertagradio.com. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play the interview about the game, Trials Rising. And we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so my name's John Lloyd. I'm the community developer for the Trials brand.
All right, so let's talk about Trials, man. Trials Rising.
Absolutely.
And we started playing a lot with the Nintendo Switch version on that. Why was it so important to show that first at this event?
I mean, we were just really excited because this is the first time that we've been showing the game on the Switch. Mm-hmm. You know, we've showed it on the other platforms previously, but this is our first hands-on demo with the Switch. So we're super excited to get that into people's hands.
I'm excited because I travel a lot. So I'm always carrying, you know, my Switch with me everywhere. So this is going to be an opportunity for me to play Trials offline, right, on the go. So what are the new things that we're going to see in the game for this version now?
So what we really tried to do with this one is we wanted to kind of like take it back to the basics, which we saw as like the more grounded setting. Mm-hmm. So we have like the more realistic locations and the kind of like world tour aspect to it, where you're traveling around the world to these different events. But we always, you know, want to keep pushing the series forward. So we really kind of did a lot to try and to add to the core gameplay. So the core gameplay is there. It's Trials. It's like what Trials players love. But we wanted to really expand on that. So a few of the things that we really focused on was one, like the learning. So previous Trials games haven't had a whole lot in the way of kind of like tutorials. So for this game, we worked with actually somebody from our community who's had a YouTube channel for a few years now, where he teaches people how to get better at Trials. That's the Professor Fat Shady of the University of Trials. So we worked with him to develop our tutorials to really kind of give players the information that they need in order to get better and excel at the game. And then we've also added the contract system. So as you go through the progression of the career mode, you're going to attract the attention of sponsors, and they're going to give you contracts. And the contracts will give you kind of extra goals to do throughout the track. So instead of just trying to get to the finish, you know, with as few faults as fast as you can, you'll have some extra goals to kind of like spice up the gameplay.
To you, what is more important? Is it the way how you play the game? Is it picking the right bikes? Like what is it is better for a player playing it for the first time? They want to get to the end and achieve their goals in the game.
Well, I think one of the great things about Trials is there's a lot of different ways you can play it. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of play it the way that you want to play it. For me, the advice that I always give to new players is to really kind of understand the relationship between the rider and the bike, because they're kind of like two separate things. You're controlling both, but they're two separate things, and like how you use each one kind of really determines how well you're going to do on a track. Mm-hmm. So you really kind of have to understand the gas and the brake is the bike, but the leaning is the rider, and the leaning really determines how you're going to do.
Okay. All right. And so now I know I'm asking this before, but I want to ask it again so listeners can know about this. So the Nintendo Switch version, you can play on the go, right?
Absolutely.
But I noticed that you can also connect to the servers of in the game. What are the features are we going to miss out if we're like on the go? Is it a lot of features we're going to be missing out? Not really, or what?
So you'll be able to play through all of the main career progression offline. You'll be able to play against ghosts. That's one of the other big things we have in this game, is you're always racing against somebody else. Mm-hmm. And if you're online, it's going to pull those ghosts from the leaderboard. But if you're offline, we do have ghosts for you to race against that are based on the medal times of the track. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll be able to customize. You'll earn your own customization items as you go through the game. Mm-hmm. But you'll be able to access more customization items when you're online. And of course, there's online multiplayer, but there is a local multiplayer mode that you can play offline, and you can play the tandem mode. It's local multiplayer, so you can play that offline as well.
Yeah, I know earlier you mentioned that it was important to do the training for those. A lot of the new gamers are going to start playing this, especially for the Switch version, because there's going to be people that have never had an Xbox version.
This is our first time on Nintendo.
Yeah, so they probably missed out a lot of the opportunities to play those games. And using that feature, they're going to learn a lot how to play the game and everything. How important was that for you guys? And also, how important also to get community involved to get feedback for you guys to make changes in the game too?
Sure. Those are two very big ones.
Because
it definitely was very important to us. It's something that we've always kind of, I don't want to say struggled with, but we've always improved upon it with each new Trials game. Because you go back not that many games, Trials HD is like 4 games ago, and there really was like almost no tutorials at all. And so we've really kind of been looking at like, how can we help people learn the game better so that they can get farther? Because the game does get quite difficult. It's got a pretty steep learning curve. Mm-hmm. Easy to pick up, hard to master is what we say. Mm-hmm. So we really want to make sure that people get the information that they need in order to continue through the game. And they don't hit some point where they just like get stuck and they don't know what they need to do to get further. Mm-hmm. So that was a very important thing for us. And definitely involving community. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, we kind of wanted to take it back to the roots. And a big reason for that was with the recent games that we had, Fusion and Trials of the Blood Dragon, you know, we kind of went out there a little bit. We did some sci-fi fantasy stuff with Fusion, and then we went full on crazy with Trials of the Blood Dragon. And we knew there was a lot of players in our community that really were craving that more grounded Trials experience. So when we started to think like, let's kind of go that direction, we knew that we wanted to get some community members involved so that we could get their feedback as we were developing the game and not after it's out.
Yeah, we should definitely talk about the co-op mode that we tried out. That was a lot of fun. What's the name of it, that mode?
It's the Tandem Mode.
Tandem Mode. It was a lot of fun. And I think this is like the perfect game, because I think a lot of the games, they're missing out the opportunity to play, to have like those local co-op experience.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them probably will just focus on just the online part of it. But I think it's important to play like someone in the house, you know, family, friends, you know. So how important was that to add that feature? And for those that don't know, can you explain what is that feature?
Sure. So first, the Tandem Mode is a single bike with two riders. And then so each rider controls the bikes. They both have control over the gas and the brake, but 50% each. So you so both people have to be gassing in order to get full power out of the bike. And really, one of the main reasons we came up with that is because we knew that there was a significant portion of our players that were playing local multiplayer modes. We've had local multiplayer in previous games. And we really started to think, like, what else can we give them that's not just racing against each other? Like, how can we make local play more interesting for people that do want to sit down with their friends and their family and play together on the couch?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got used to the bike too, man. Because the bike was super, like, super powerful.
It's very powerful.
Yeah,
yes.
Compared to the other ones that I played too. Yeah. Now, global multiplayer, that's another one that's important too. I know all versions has it too. So tell us a little about that.
So the multiplayer is another thing that we really looked at. We wanted to expand on it. So there is the global multiplayer's online multiplayer, eight players, synchronous play. We're adding a season system to this. We've had a kind of a season system in Fusion, but it was really basic. Now it's going to be a little more structured. So there will be seasons, different divisions. So we'll be breaking players up in divisions, not only to kind of help matchmaking, but also to kind of give you some more attainable goals. We like to say, you know, if you're 1 millionth on the leaderboard, you know, getting up 100 places like maybe doesn't feel all that great. But if you're 100th in this tier, you know, getting up 100 places is going to move you up to the next tier. It kind of gives you those extra goals to reach for as you're playing the multiplayer.
Yeah. Well, another thing that I noticed about the game, because you know, we have how many people we have? We have like maybe six here previewing the game, right? Right. So I finished one level and I was going to another area in the map. And I noticed one of my icons, like new score, and it was like highlighted, right? So that's friends, right? Is that considered like part of my friend list? That
those are going to pull from your friend list. So if anybody on your friend list, anytime one of your friends beats one of your times, it's going to give you a little notification. It's going to pop up right on the world map on the track where they beat you. And you can click on that and immediately run in and race against their ghost and try and take that time back from them.
I like that because instead of going back and checking the leaderboards and it's like a long process, this one's like a quicker way. Okay, hey, somebody beat your score, you better go back and try to beat them. I like that feature a lot.
Excellent.
Man. So anything else from the game? The editor mode too, right?
Editor mode, I'm really big about the editor mode. It's how I got into Trials in the first place, was building tracks. So I love the editor, and you know, we're always super excited when we put the game out to see what people are going to do with it. I think one of the big things about the editor this time around is that we've had far more objects than we've ever had before, because we've created a bunch of new objects for Trials Rising, of course, but we've also included almost all of the objects from Trials games going back to Trials HD.
That's cool. I'm a type of player, I can't create. I'd rather get stuff from the community, stuff that I created, and I'll start playing from there. Yeah.
And we have so many like amazingly talented players in our community that are building tracks. There's going to always be something new, like really high quality tracks to check out on Track Central.
Definitely, man. Anything else? Anything else you want to mention about the game, man? And when is the release date too, man?
Sure. I mean, I think the only other thing I can really say is I'm super excited for players to get their hands on the game. Can't wait to see how people receive it. Can't wait to see what builders are going to come up with. Can't wait to see what people are going to do with the new customization system, which has a lot of new features we haven't had before. Mm-hmm. And the game will come out on February 26th on PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Nintendo Switch for the territory, man. I'm very excited.
Excellent.
Yeah, congrats. And this was a lot of fun, man. I had a blast playing the game.
Thank you.
Thanks for the interview, man.
Thank you.
All right.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so that was the interview. I hope you guys enjoy this special episode about the game Trials Rising. So make sure to cop it. Any questions, just hit me up. I'm on Twitter, Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-E. And I will try my best to also answer your questions. And also, make sure to join our Discord server because we get a lot of people there, man. I believe now we have like over 700-800 users now that join our Discord. So I want to make it easy for everyone. Discord.gg/GTR. That's discord.gg/GTR. Join me, other listeners from around the world. We always have people there. We're always having discussions about just video games, sports, music. We will also do like a lot of like game nights, play with other gamers from the community. And yeah, we do everything through Discord, man. So join us. We need more people. Join our Discord server. Also, we need your support. If you want, go to store.gamertagradio.com and purchase a shirt, sweater, hoodie, whatever you want. And help us, you know, get the word out about GTR. You know, every time I wear my shirt, my hoodie, through the streets around the country, and sometimes even outside of the country, people will always ask me, like, what is that Gamer Tag right now? I tell them, hey, it's our podcast. Check it out. So we need your support. Do you have a shirt? Do you have a hoodie? You have a something like to support and also promote GTR? Your local area, please just go right now. Go to store.gamertagradio.com. Every time you buy a shirt, it will help us out for future events and also for us to also buy better equipment for the podcast and so on. And, you know, later this year, we're going to E3. And we definitely need your support. So if not, if you want to donate, easy, go to donate.gamertagradio.com. All right. So I just want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to this special episode of Gamer Tag Radio. Let me tell you, this month we've been releasing nonstop content. And you think that's it? Oh, boy. We have so much stuff coming up. Stuff that I can't even talk about just yet. But next month is going to be pretty crazy. I'm just letting you know right now. February is going to be a crazy, crazy month. So stay tuned to Gamer Tag Radio, and thank you for downloading the podcast. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.